Title: Classic Siren FX Placement Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on classic Siren FX placement for drum and bass. And we're not treating sirens like some random hype layer you toss on top. In proper jungle and rolling DNB, a siren is functional. It's signage. It's how you label structure, control energy, and fill negative space without stepping on the drums and bass. So the mission today is simple: build a reusable siren rack, then place sirens across a typical arrangement in a way that sounds intentional, aggressive, and clean. Here's the arrangement we're working to: a 16-bar build, a 32-bar drop, a 16-bar breakdown, and a 32-bar second drop. And we'll create siren variations for four moments: a pre-drop tease, drop accents, a reload or pull-up moment, and an outro-style degrading dub echo. Before we touch any devices, quick mindset shift. Every time you want to place a siren, answer one question. What is this labeling? Is it labeling new 16 bars, energy lift, danger, reset, or exit? If it isn't labeling something, it usually turns into clutter fast in DNB, because DNB already has a lot of information. Step 0 is choosing your siren source. You've got three good options. Option A, sample. This is the most authentic jungle vibe. Grab a classic siren one-shot or loop and drop it into simpler and classic mode. If it's a loop, you can warp it. Complex Pro if you need it to behave, but don't overthink it. Option B, synth it. Operator is perfect. Put oscillator on a sine or triangle. Add a touch of FM for edge. Then use either a pitch envelope or an LFO to create that wee-woo movement. Option C, hybrid. Use a sample, then create movement with filters, LFO, or frequency shifting. Advanced production had it. Even if you synthesize it, resample it early. In DNB, sirens are often treated like printed audio, so you can do fast phrase edits, stabs, reverses, and throws without getting stuck in MIDI tweak land. Now let's build the siren device chain using stock Ableton devices. Put this on your siren track, audio or MIDI. Doesn't matter. First, EQ8. This is your safety and your mix control. Put a steep high pass, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If you're working heavier rollers and you want absolute sub safety, push it closer to 250 or even 300. The idea is, the kick and sub-own the low end. The siren does not get to argue. Then find harshness. Sirens often pierce around 2.5 to 4.5K. Use a narrow dip if it hurts. And if it's hissing or spitty, you can gently shelf down above 10 or 12K. Next, auto filter. This is your distance and your reveal. Set it to a low pass, 12 dB slope. For tease moments, your cutoff might live between 600 Hz and 2.5K. This will be one of your main automation targets later. Then saturator. This is how you make it cut without volume wars. Use analog clip mode. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Soft clip on, and trim the output so it's not just louder. The point is harmonic density, not level. Then echo, classic dub smear. Set your time to something DNB friendly like a quarter note or dotted eighth. Feedback around 25 to 55%. Inside echo, filter it. Low cut around 250 to 500, high cut around 5 to 8K, so the repeats don't flood the mix. Add a little modulation for width, but keep it subtle. Then reverb, controlled space. In the drop, keep decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. In breakdowns, you can go bigger, like 3 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds to keep the initial hit clear. And filter the reverb. Low cut 250 to 500, high cut 6 to 10K. Finally, utility. This is your stereo policy and your last safety stop. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120%. Don't overdo width in the drop, because it can smear impact. If your siren has any low content left, bass mono can help. But the real protection is that earlier high pass. Optional, but honestly extremely useful. Add a compressor for sidechain ducking and a limiter as a safety if your siren has nasty peaks. Now, take that entire chain and group it into an Audino effect rack. This is where advanced workflow becomes fast workflow. Map these macros. Macro 1. Reveal. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 2. Edge. Map to saturator drive. Macro 3. Dub. Map to echo dry slash wet. Macro 4, space, map to reverb dry slash wet. Macro 5, duck, map to your sidechain compressor threshold or a macro controlling how hard it ducks. Macro 6, width, map to utility width. Macro 7, tone, map to an EQ notch depth or a high shelf. Macro 8, kill, Map to utility gain so you can instantly mute it for tension tricks. T-shirt tip. The whole point of the rack is so you automate macros, not device parameters. Because when you're arranging, you want to stay in musical decisions, not menu diving. Next, sidechain it like it belongs in the mix. Put a compressor after the reverb, or before it if you prefer the reverb to bloom more. Sidechain input should be your drum bus, or at minimum kick and snare. Ratio can be anywhere from 4:1 up to 10:1. Attack fast, like 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 180 milliseconds, and you adjust that by groove. Set threshold, so you're getting roughly 2 to 6 dB of ducking on drum hits. This is a big one. In rolling DNB, the siren should never steal the snare crack or the kick transient. It can be loud emotionally, but it has to sit behind the drums physically. Now we get to the real lesson. Placement. Classic DNB timing zones. First zone, the pre-drop tees. This is usually the last 4 to 8 bars of the build. The goal is tension without full brightness. You can place a siren every 2 bars, or do one sustained siren with automation. Keep it filtered and distant, so your reveal is low, like 800 Hz to 2K. Bass can be higher than you'd use in the drop. Dub can be moderate. Here's a clean automation move for the last 8 bars. Slowly open, reveal from about 1K up towards 6K as you approach the drop. Then, in the last bar, increase dub a little so it starts to smear and feel urgent. And the money move, hard muted in the last 8th note to quarter note before the drop. That tiny slice of silence is pure tension. Silence is not empty, silence is a weapon. Second zone, drop accents. Phrase boundaries. DNB phrases commonly work in 8s and 16s, so you use sirens like punctuation marks, not paragraphs. Try this. A very short stab on bar 1, then another stab around bar 9, 17, or 25 depending on how your drop is structured. Then at bar 33, the start of drop 2, you can go bigger, but make sure it's ducked. If you're editing audio, consolidate a siren hit and cut it down to a quarter bar or half bar. Add tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. And use clip gain instead of the track fader, so your automation stays consistent and you're not chasing levels. Third zone, call and response. Classic jungle flavor. You can play siren tails in the gaps after snare hits, like a little answer after a crack. Try dropping a short siren at the end of bar 2, beat 4, or on an offbeat and then loop the bar and micro-nudge the clip at 174 BPM. A stab that feels late might only be 5 to 15 milliseconds behind. That tiny timing move can make it lock into the pocket. Nudge by samples, and listen specifically to how it sits against the snare. Also, don't forget, you can do call and response with bass gaps, not just snare gaps. In heavier rollers, the bass often has intentional holes. Put the siren tail in the bass hole, and suddenly it sounds like the arrangement is talking to itself, without interrupting the low-end story. Fourth zone. The reload or pull-up moment. This is the transition into breakdown or a dramatic reset moment. Use a longer siren, like 1 to 2 bars, right at the transition, but keep it controlled. Then do an echo throw so you get the vibe without wrecking the master. Here's the echo throw workflow. Duplicate the siren clip at the transition. On that duplicate, automate echo dry slash wet to jump up fast, like 40 to 60% right at the hit. Then cut the source audio right after the hit so only the echo tail continues. And if the feedback starts to run away, automate feedback down as the tail fades. That one technique is huge because it gives you drama without filling the next section with constant siren energy. Now, let's talk spectrum strategy, because this is where advanced siren placement becomes professional. Sirens are guests. The bass is the narrator in rolling DNB. So you choose a lane for the siren and commit, especially per section. You've got three reliable lanes. An upper mid lane, around 1.5K to 4K, feels urgent and cuts on small speakers, but you have to avoid snare competition. A high lane, around 4K to 9K, is bright and easiest to keep out of the bass, but it can get spitty. And a mid-only narrow lane, around 700 Hz to 2K, feels like a radio or PA warning tone, perfect for dark rollers. If your siren keeps fighting your bass, it's often because it's wandering into that 200 Hz to 1.2K story zone. High-pass it, and also consider carving around 300 to 700 if your bass is growly there. If the snare lives at 2 to 5K, notch the siren slightly, so the snare always wins. And do a mono sanity check. Put a utility on your master or monitoring bus, and toggle mono while placing sirens. If the siren disappears or gets weirdly quiet, You've overdone the stereo tricks. Reduce width or pull your brightness away from extreme side-only processing. If you want a clean pro move, use EQ8 in mid/side mode. Boost a bit of air on the sides, like 6 to 10k, and slightly reduce harsh presence in the mid around 2 to 4k if it's stepping on the snare. Now, variation. Because one of the most common mistakes is using the same siren every 8 bars like a copy-paste stamp. Here's a simple intentional system. Make 3 editions of the siren. A version is tight and short, minimal tail. B version is brighter, more reveal, less reverb. C version is degraded and dubby, echo-heavy and band-limited. Then rotate them across 16-bar phrases. It sounds like arrangement, not repetition. Also, remember, audibility through movement beats fader level. If you want the siren to read louder before you turn it up, try one of these. Make the pitch or LFO move slightly faster at the key moment, open the filter for just an eighth or quarter note, or do a quick saturation push. The ear hears impact, you keep headroom. Let's do a quick placement template you can apply immediately. For a roller punctuation approach, last 8 bars of build, filtered siren rising. In the drop, half bar siren on bar 1 and bar 17. In the breakdown, maybe none, let the atmosphere breathe. Then in drop 2, use a 1 bar siren, heavy ducking, and slightly wider stereo so it feels like a new chapter. If you're going jungle chatter, sparse chops every 4 bars, slightly off-grid timing for human feel, more echo, less reverb, so it's dubby but not washed. If you're going darker tech pressure, minimal usage, only at transition points, pitch it down, band limit it, distort it, and treat it like a warning signal. Now, some darker and heavier tricks if you want menace. Band limit for intimidation. Set auto filter to band pass around 800 Hz to 3K, then distort. It sounds like an underground P-Day horn, instantly more threatening. Add frequency shifter after saturation for unease. Ring mod mode is metallic fear. Try fine values like 10 to 40 Hz for subtle movement, or 100 to 300 for aggressive alien tone. Automate it only at transition so it stays special. And resample plus degrade. Print the siren with echo and reverb, then add a touch of redux downsampling, and maybe very subtle vinyl distortion. Not a gimmick, just enough grime to make it feel lived in. One more advanced workflow concept. Use return tracks for cleanliness. Put echo on a return for throws, and reverb on a return for space. Then your stab stay sharp and you can do surgical throws without bathing the whole siren track in ambience. Alright, mini practice exercise. Give yourself 15 to 20 minutes. This audio version is shortened for playback.